Welcome back to Oklahoma Voice. I'm Jonathan Clore. We have an awesome show planned out for you this Memorial Day weekend, and we have an awesome panel of guests. First off, I want to reintroduce to you Oklahoma attorney Trey Shelton. He frequently co-hosts with me, and he is back in the studios today. Trey, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me back, Jonathan. It's always fun.
And we also have Olivier Ray. He is a journalist for the Red Dirt Report. He's also the host of Pause Cafe on 104.5 FM, KVOY. Olivier.
Thank you, Jonathan, for inviting me. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Olivia, you always have awesome insight and one of the coolest accents.
Oh, thank you.
We have a very special guest here in the studio today, and her name is Christy Boone. Mm-hmm. She is an undercover nun.
Oh, my goodness, you did it.
And she's been commissioned to spread goodwill and cheer this week and 1 week only.
Because normally I don't spread goodwill and cheer.
This is a very special assignment, though, and she gets to leave the convent for one full week.
Oh, wow.
Christy?
Who actually hears this show?
Oh, lots of people.
Know.
Oh, many people throughout Central Oklahoma.
I'm really a nun right now.
No, I'm going to give you a chance to introduce yourself and to redeem yourself here in just a second.
Okay.
So I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. So, Olivier, we've had some major elections going on in France.
Exactly. So as we may all know, the Emmanuel Macron, the centrist candidate, won the French presidential election 3 weeks ago. But it's not finished yet, because next month, in June 11 and 18, there will be the French parliament elections. So he needs to get a majority if he wants to make his program on place. And so there is about 577 seats available.
Okay.
It's the equivalency of the U.S. Congress, if you want.
All right. Exactly. Okay.
We have the Senate also, but it will be just the French Parliament. So there is about 8,000 candidates.
8,000?
Yes, exactly. And the big deal is there is for now five big parties. So there is the far right, the traditional right, the centrist party of the French president, the socialist, and the communist, if you can say that. And so it will be a big fight. And there is also something special that you may not know, is that so we have two rounds, like the French presidential election. But if no candidates are able to get 50% of the vote at the first round, and so it's not elected directly at the first round, all the candidates who have at least 12.5% of the vote are qualified for the runoff.
Okay.
So that means you can have more than two candidates for the runoff, actually.
All
so
right.
So you can have three or even four candidates. And so they don't need after for the runoff to have the majority of the vote to be elected. So you have often lots of surprises, you know, because you never know who will win again, you know, because you can win with 30% of the vote, you can be elected. So,
interesting. Yeah. Okay, so I'm seeing some similarities to, you know, how we elect some of our folks, you know, to represent us in Washington, D.C. One thing that sticks out in my mind, you say the Communist Party. How many of these candidates associate themselves with the Communist Party? Just generally, is there quite a few? Is there a lot?
There is not a lot, but they are concentrated in some district.
Okay.
So they often win. So they can get, like, 5% of the general vote total in France, but they can win like 10% of the seats. And at the opposite, a party like the far right from Marine Le Pen, she can win like 20% of the vote, but maybe she will get just two or three seats.
I see. Okay.
Because she will get 20% everywhere, but not like 40% here or 50% here.
I see.
It's difficult for some party to get elected, to get some legislators. And the opposite for the big party like the socialist or traditional right, often they get more than the number of voters. For example, they will get like 30% of the vote, but they will get like 50 or 60% of the seat.
All right. Mm-hmm. Makes sense. So, okay, but the elections are finalized and complete, Are they all done? For the parliament.
No.
Oh no. Okay. So we've had just one round of elections for the parliament.
Two rounds.
Okay. There's two.
Only if no one gets 50% of the vote as the first round.
Okay. Okay.
So yes.
Right.
And yes. So the polls show that the party of the French president should win the majority of the vote. Uh-huh. And get about 60% of the seat. But you never know, because there is every time alliances between parties.
Yeah.
Some parties say, okay, I let you win this district, and you let me win this district, for example.
Okay.
And because if there is more than two candidates, that means that you don't need to get the majority, and sometimes some candidates that were unexpected can win also the seat.
All right.
Yes.
Okay, so remind us again of the name of the new president of France.
It's Emmanuel Macron.
All right. And what were some of his biggest goals that he wanted to accomplish in the French presidency?
Oh, first, he wanted to stay in Europe. That's a big deal.
Okay.
Because Marine Le Pen didn't want. And if he wanted to reform the system of, he wanted to simplify the work system for the big companies and all of that. He wanted, how to say that? He wanted to increase financial deregulation also.
Mm-hmm.
He's a pro-occidental, pro-deal with the US and Canada and all of this, and also a little bit environmentalist also, if you can say that.
Right. I want to remind people that you are the host of Pause Cafe on 104.5 KVOY, and Olivier covers a broad array of topics, and
exactly.
He has some awesome discussion. And so I wanted to remind our listeners what all you cover in your journalism career. What different kinds of topics? What's your specialty?
Every kind of topics. It can be local news, it can be lectures, it can be food review, book review, international news. I try to be open and to be, yes, to be open on any type of subject, yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
So, guys, okay. Christy, you're going to redeem yourself here in just a second.
I think we've I'm redeeming you.
her real identity is about to be revealed in what she does.
She's a spy.
So, okay, I know, according to, you know, some of the news outlets, I see the Europeans really kind of hating on Trump. They really don't like Donald Trump, from what I can tell. It's like they can't really sympathize with him. Is that true?
I think so, yes. The way how he talks, how he behaves, I think it's not very like we are used in Europe.
Yeah, okay. So it's more how he comes across, and really the way that he is, he doesn't stand much of a chance of getting through mentally to any of these people.
Exactly.
Like, okay, they're just turned off right off the bat.
And I think often we are more pro-democrats in Europe.
Okay.
You know, it's more close to a way to see, to think.
So, okay, what are we thinking about Trump here? He's been in office for a few months. Trey, I know you have some opinions.
I think it's been a disaster so far.
Oh, come on, Trey.
I think this is a presidency that's been plagued by scandal from day one. I feel like the levee has to break at some point, probably. It'll be interesting to see where that goes. I think the comparisons to him and the Saturday Night Massacre under the Nixon administration are a little bizarre and kind of unwarranted. Because President Trump fired Director Comey, but President Nixon fired two people that wouldn't fire the person that was actually actively investigating him. So it's a little bit different, I think. Nixon fired an actual cabinet member. Not somebody that does serve at the pleasure of the presidency, or at the pleasure of the president, I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
So I think the comparisons there are a little unfounded. But I think it's definitely an interesting time to be living in right now. Highly contentious. Doesn't seem like anybody can get along in any way right now. We just need to love each other, man. We just need something to rally around, you know.
Especially in our local state legislature. And, you know, we'll get to that here in just a second. But I do want to say, which I am very glad that he's in the running for FBI director, former Oklahoma Governor Frank Keating is being considered as the new national FBI director. And I thought someone had told me that he used to be an agent himself. Is that right?
Oh, I didn't know that.
I believe he was before he entered politics, but I'm not entirely sure about his personal story. It'd be cool to see him get that position just, you know, in Oklahoma pride. Even though he's on the other side of the aisle that I am politically, it's still cool to see Oklahomans succeeding and doing good things.
Most definitely. And we also have another kind of local star, rising star, I'll say. It's one of our local fire chiefs. I believe he is going to be promoted to a head position nationally, and he's going to be serving in the Trump, I would say, administration in some way, shape, or form. I forget his title, but Oklahoma is being represented. And, you know, of course, the majority of the Democrats and liberals don't care for former Attorney General Scott Pruitt, but he's been promoted to be on the cabinet with President Trump. So, hey, I'm glad to see Okies rising. That's awesome. We may not agree with some of their policy, but I'm glad we're getting some Okies.
I think Scott Pruitt now is maybe the closest to the presidency since Carl Albert was Speaker of the House now.
Very cool fact.
I think that might be the closest to the presidency that an Oklahoman has been. And how long ago was that? 80 years, maybe?
Uh-huh.
I'm just kind of sad it's under...
Your specific
president.
Oh, under this, yes.
Why couldn't Oklahoma have risen, you know, several years ago under a different presidency?
So, Christy.
Yes.
Here's the chance of redemption here. I did say that you are an undercover nun, but that's only on certain days.
Okay, sure.
And you're not here for a telethon to raise money for our...
Our
sister in need.
Right. What was her name again?
Sister Cleopas.
Cleopas, right.
Yes. Yeah. We're going to raise money to send our local sisters off for a vacation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because they've been suffering all year.
They have a staycation all the time. So now we're going to send them away.
I appreciate anybody who's in service like that. So we're just having some fun. All of this fun points to Christie's awesome sense of humor. And
I'll oversell it.
Perhaps. Perhaps you might have even seen Christy around before. She's an awesome MC. She has appeared in local films, movies. And Christy, you're actually just wrapping up a commercial that you have filmed for one of our local huge oil and gas companies.
Yes, which will remain anonymous currently until it releases in the fall. But yes.
One of the big ones. And so anyway, Christy's a familiar face. I want you to tell us about what you do, who you are.
Oh.
Fill us in.
Wow. Well, I don't have a really cool accent, and I can't absolve myself of any legal, you know, ramifications on this deal like Trey did. But
I'll help you out.
Okay, thank you. Just, you know, censor me when you feel that it's necessary. I really need someone to follow me around and do that.
I've got my finger on the bleep out button.
Oh, yay, good. This is a good thing.
Because I know it might get intense.
Yeah, my life is just pretty... all over the place. I'm very engaged in Oklahoma City with several not-for-profits, and one of the big things I got to do recently was I co-chaired opening night for the festival or the Arts Council of Oklahoma City. Very engaged in the arts and passionate about it because I am an improviser and occasionally dabble in stand-up, and I do MC and I host various things such as a live talk show once a month with Spencer Hicks that we just started a few months ago. Our next one is next Wednesday. It's a live talk show at Fat Dog, 7 p.m. Let's see, what else happens in my world?
Now, I know I went with you that one night. You were so nice to invite me to Fat Dog because you were wrapping up the movie that you were in.
Well, that one I actually helped on the production side. I was a script supervisor for Jurassic Games, but that's the same crew for our movie Gremlin. And I was a lead in that one, and we will be in Dead Center Film Festival, where it's our U.S. premiere. We've already premiered in the Philippines. And so our U.S. premiere is at the Dead Center on opening night at 9:30 p.m.
That is spectacular. Tell us about Dead Center for us novices.
Oh, man. God, Dead Center is wonderful. Lance McDaniel started it 17 years ago. Uh-huh. Kim Haywood currently runs it. There are a vast number of volunteers that are engaged in it every year. People all over the world actually come to the festival. They submit their films. It is from the 8th through the 11th, and I treat it like an actual festival every year. I cancel everything I'm doing, and I highly recommend getting an all-access pass and just treating it like you're out of the city and really engage in the festival, meet new people, go see all of the great films that are displayed. There's a very high level of screening that's involved to pull films Yeah, there. It's just, it's a good time. Lots of after parties too.
So there's a wide range of different kinds of films
yes.
that are shown.
All
probably
the
short
genres.
Films, big mm-hmm. films, all this stuff.
Yeah, there are okay. Oklahoma-based films. There are the subsets of short films. They'll group them together by whether or not they're scary or funny or Oklahoma-based. And then all genre of movies are represented for the most part throughout the festival.
Okay. And you're speaking of, you know, like a festival. I know the Paseo is mm-hmm. having their festival,
their
I believe,
arts festival.
Memorial Day weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
they
so,
start that today? Does it start today? It or might, does it start tomorrow?
I do know it is tomorrow. I don't know when it starts,
okay,
but
okay.
I was planning on going tomorrow. I actually went there last year
yeah.
With our friend John King,
yeah.
which we've played some.
Oh, he's going to come here today.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, well, we've played some of his music on here before,
cool.
So maybe our listeners will remember. But I went last year. It was so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't been there, the Paseo District is extremely artsy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a lot of very unique personalities, and it's a cool place to hang out. What I like is the design of mm-hmm. all of the buildings
yes.
in that district.
Yes.
I mean, is it like a Southwestern style kind of building? I mean, some of them have got those...
Well, Joy Reed Belts and her husband, uh-huh. way back in the day, I mean, they've been very engaged in the Paseo community for a long time. And I think because of kind of her passion on that side of things, that, yeah, she's kind of stuck with that kind of vibe in terms of just the facings and
yeah.
the feel, the vibe itself when you're going down the street and everything.
Right.
She's pretty awesome.
There's some really cool places. I ate at the Paseo Grill for the first time last year.
Oh, my goodness. I love that place.
Awesome food.
So
I hear that they've got a good brunch.
They do have a good brunch. And Joe is so great. Joe runs that place. And
Joe, okay.
He is very serious about making
yeah.
sure the food is high quality and the experience is good for people.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You know, and I think one of the places that we frequent the most, or I say me and my friends, is The Other Room.
Oh,
and
yeah,
it's, and
that's
it's,
a fun
and
place.
It's right next to Picasso's.
mm-hmm.
Picasso's.
So you engage in debauchery.
Oh, no, not me. I'm just there to make
You're
sure.
You're the chaperone, I mean.
Yes, right. I'm there
yeah.
to make sure nobody slips up.
yeah.
Jonathan is our standby adult.
Exactly, yeah. He's the forever adulter.
Whoa. Add one more
I've seen you at my bingo at Rockford, so I know that you don't always adult.
Oh, well, hey, you gotta take your habit off once in a while, don't you?
Heyo.
Speaking of bingo, Christy MCs the evening or leads bingo over there
sure.
at Rockford quite a bit.
Yeah.
And Rockford is another really cool place
yeah,
to be.
Yeah, Anna does
Oklahoma
an incredible
City.
Job over there. She's really serious about providing kind of an upscale but still casual location where people can get together, have fun, meet different types of
yeah.
people, and there's just good energy there. So now we've changed our weekly bingo nights to once a month. And they will support charities that are selected every month.
Mm-hmm.
And then JB and I are also doing a monthly single mingle. So the second Wednesday
oh, cool.
of the month is now single mingle. So now Wednesdays, there's a different event every Wednesday called Why
yeah.
Not Wednesdays at Rockford. So
nice. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can get on social media. I know on
mm-hmm.
Facebook. And you
yeah.
can follow all of these different
yes,
events.
Absolutely.
And
oh, yeah. Spencer and I's show is Hicks and Boonshine. So people can find that event on Facebook.
Hicks
and
join
us.
Boonshine.
Boonshine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to remind our audience, this is Christy Boone speaking. So that's how the
and
the
Spencer
name,
Hicks.
And
so
Spencer
Hicks.
I love
Boonshine.
It.
Yeah.
So, you know, I love seeing the Uptown District develop in Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
So cool. I know right on 23rd and about Walker, they have an empty lot. And I should say more of an empty building. It's mm-hmm. right around Queens Beauty Supply, or maybe it's the old Queens Beauty Supply. I don't know. They're putting in a Dunkin' Donuts.
What? I didn't
yes.
know that.
I saw that in the paper. Olivier, have you heard that?
Not yet.
Okay, research this.
I'm writing.
okay, because one, now guys, I'm going to tell you this. Yeah,
doesn't
yeah.
make sense.
This is, okay, it's a weird deal. One of the reporters for The Oklahoman
okay.
was asked the question at a forum that he hosts. They said, is the Dunkin' Donuts going in Uptown District? And he said, folks, I assure you it's not going in.
But it
However,
is now?
He checked, and the developer is going to
what?
Bring that project to fruition. Yes.
Why in Uptown, though? It doesn't even make sense to me.
This guy, I even forget the guy's name. No, actually, I remember it now, but I'm not going to say it. he was apologizing. He said, sorry, I got the info wrong. But anyway, yeah, weird, because, you know, you've got Rockford, you've got Savings and Loan, you've got the brand new Bunker Club that opened up.
Right. Urban Tea House. You have the Pizzeria Gusto.
Pizzeria Gusto.
And all those things.
The
just right
Urban,
there.
Urbans.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Like all these wonderful local, I mean, Gallures is down the street. And
chicken beer.
Right. Yeah. I still haven't been there, by the way.
It's great.
Is it?
I've highly recommend.
I haven't heard of this place.
Yeah, yeah, I've heard.
They serve Korean-style fried chicken wings and have a vast selection of small brew beers. So
how
it's cool. Yeah, it's an interesting place.
Drake is there.
Drake.
Like, I mean, you have Cheevers. Like what?
Yes, and there's a Dunkin' Donuts going to be right in the middle of it. But, you know, this is, if you're not familiar with Uptown District, this is a major nightlife destination for many of our locals.
Sure, absolutely.
And people drive in to spend their evenings there.
Yeah.
And so, you know, this is kind of more upscale, and we're going to have Dunkin' Donuts,
allegedly.
So, I mean, hey, maybe since they've got most Dunkin' Donuts, I think, have a 24-hour drive-through. Maybe once they get through getting some of these cool places, they can grab a donut and coffee to kind of sober up.
Maybe, but I don't think that's how sobriety works after you drink. I think it takes time.
Well, I wouldn't know.
Science.
Olivia, have you been around in that area in Uptown?
Not so much, no.
Okay.
I have an old car, actually. It doesn't go very far.
Oh!
I think here it's more further I can go for now.
Olivia, I've got a question for you. I know you spend a lot of time in Norman. Mm-hmm. Are there some places that you think are cool, whether it be nightlife or coffee shops or hangouts? What kind of places do you like in Norman?
I tried a nice restaurant a few weeks ago. It's called Victoria's. So
okay.
Pasta shop. I think there is one also in Oklahoma City.
It's on the one in Oklahoma City is on the south side, right by my house, actually. It's by that crest that's there on 104th and I-44.
Yeah,
okay.
It's very tasty.
Very cool.
Do you like the Mont?
Yes.
The Great Owl.
Also.
I love
great ambiance, great food.
And the coffee shop.
Trey's no stranger to the Mont.
No, that place is phenomenal. I love the Mont.
That place
will
get you in trouble.
Oh, your basketball shirt. I'm guessing you get down there.
I spent some time in Norman. I did my bid down
The
Mont's great, though.
Spent some time at the university. That's where he spent his time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of time at the Bazell Library, because that's definitely the library that I was at.
And then the Mont afterwards. Yeah.
So serious.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
So,
oh my goodness.
You know, okay. Now, Christy, you and I... Okay, this is weird. You and I have been together the past two nights. Three nights in a row.
Oh, yay.
Maybe I should rephrase that. We've
oh, right, that does sound.
That,
yes.
That's offered away with a sister like that,
yeah.
Jonathan. Come on.
Hold on.
I know, she's committed to chastity.
You have been at the events that I've been, because last night was the panel, the comedy panel.
Right.
And then the week, and the night prior
God,
was bingo.
We've
got
to talk about.
Oh, goodness.
Tinder Live.
The OKC it was Tinder Live.
OKC Tinder Live.
Ryan Drake, Mallory Craft.
Yes.
For the Dates of Our Lives. That was their live Dates of Our Lives showing.
Oh,
yes.
Man.
Yeah, that
See,
was fun.
This was absolutely hilarious. This was at the 51st Street Speakeasy in Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
So what happens is they've got a panel of guests that come and give commentary. You were one of those.
Yeah.
And there was a couple folks hosting the evening. And so what happens, they put it on a big screen and they go through all of these Tinder selections.
Mm-hmm.
These are people seeking to either date or more than dating.
Or give up their nunnery.
Yes, to give up their habits.
Yes. Right, and that's what I meant.
And so, you know, and people kind of give feedback, but it's amazing. The whole crowd just either booed or they cheered.
Yeah.
I mean, it was extremely interactive on whether they would accept that person or not.
And
so,
it was the first time that's ever been done, and it was pretty incredible, actually. It was overwhelming, the kind of response that happened.
So are we going to be bringing that back?
Yes. I begged Ryan. Mallory's all about it. I begged Ryan. I was like, you guys have to do it again. Just think of, like, the things that you feel like need to be changed. Tweak it. Do it different next time.
Right.
But do it, because overall I thought it was a great event. Brad killed the comedy set. The panel was pretty fun, even with the few glitches on the microphones from the beginning, but that was all handled. John killed it on sound. And Greg was really generous with everyone and fun.
It was a cool night.
It was fun.
In the last few minutes that we have, Christy, are there any events coming up that you'd like to let our people know about?
Yeah, I think, oh my goodness, there are always events in Oklahoma City. The big ones are definitely get your all-access passes. Go to Dead Center Film. Okay. I think it's .org. Might be .com.
Okay.
But just, you can Google Dead Center Film Festival. Please come to Hicks and Boonshine. Lance McDaniel, the originator of Dead Center Film Festival. He actually is our special guest. Brad Chow will be doing comedy, and then Chase Kirby of Chase Kirby and the Villains. He is our musician. So, and it's free to attend. It'll be good.
Chase Kirby was on The Voice, by the way.
He was. So, yeah, he was a contestant on season 6
really
or something.
Him.
I think. Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm kind of drawing a blank right now.
Uh-huh.
But if you look at things online, like, you know, look at places like Rockford or the Uptown or Plaza websites or those kinds of things, and you can know what's going on. Like you said, the Paseo Arts Festival.
Yeah.
Kind of
lots of good stuff going on, and Christy's always right in the middle of it in a good way.
It's because I'm lonely, everybody. I just, you know.
I'm going to get on a real controversial topic really quick
because
it's been it has been ringing in my ears. I've been wanting to talk about it. We're going to discuss it in 60 seconds. Unisex bathrooms, they're very popular. It's a national topic. It's coming through Oklahoma City. Some of these places that we've even discussed, we've mentioned some of their names, some of these nightlife destinations, they have like a unisex bathroom. Are we for it or against it? I like to have people who might need an alternative place to do their business. That's awesome. But the thing that has bothered me is when I go into one of those bathrooms, somebody had relieved themselves in the floor, all over the seat. It's kind of a gross topic, but do girls really want to walk in on that? Because guys kind of have a different way of going to the bathroom, and sometimes they're not very careful with it.
Well, I mean, if you're asking if I prefer a sanitary restroom, obviously
yes.
I do. If you're asking if I think it's wrong to have unisex bathrooms, no, I don't. I don't at all.
Okay.
I'm comfortable with them. That stated, I haven't been to one that has multiple stalls.
Uh-huh.
That's a unisex restroom. I haven't experienced one of those and then had a guy standing beside me. Or sitting beside me, I guess, or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But on our smaller places that like Saints or Rockford or any of the places that are like, hey, everyone, you know, there you go in and lock the door and you're by yourself. And a lot of times like the other room, they only have one restroom anyway. Uh-huh. So I feel like people are finding things. It's kind of like Trey said earlier, like it's just, he didn't use the word volatile, but it's what popped into my mind. Everything is just so volatile right now. And I think people don't want to discuss the really big things and make movements for, you know, revolutionary thoughts of how do we as a society join together to make really good change in legislation and policy that can affect the greater good. Instead, we're talking about a restroom.
Ah,
exactly.
It's ridiculous. So that's my viewpoint.
It's a bodily function. Just go do your business.
People do it in the woods.
I was just curious to see if if females agreed, if females liked it, you know, because...
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
I wanted to end our show on a weird note.
That's just my overall view is that.
Olivia, do you have any announcements for us? Or anything else besides tuning into your radio program on 104.5 FM?
I'm looking for making a documentary, actually, about Oklahoma.
Really?
I can't talk more about this. It's a special project, but yes, I'm trying to do something special. See if some people are interested to make a documentary with me. Just call me. I don't know.
Christy raised her hand.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Why not?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that
keep
sounds
us
great.
Informed on that. Mm-hmm. How cool.
Yeah.
Trey Shelton, thank you for joining us today. Any final words?
No, thanks for having me. Okay. It's been fun.
Speak now or forever hold your peace, guys.
Am I in any legal trouble?
No.
I think we made it all the way through the show without any legal issues. So
we've escaped.
Yeah.
For once. Folks, this has been Oklahoma Voice. I want to thank you so much for listening, and I want to thank our guests, Trey Shelton, Olivier Ray,
thank
and,
you.
Of course, Christy Boone for the comic relief.
Thanks,
good
Jonathan.
Luck to all of you guys.